And finally, one of the aspects that make identifying our stories so tricky is the natural human tendency to move away from painful experiences and move towards what we find soothing and comfortable. Simply stated, we only like the stuff that feels good. It takes diligence and consciousness to stay present with our challenges. We will always seek to tell ourselves the stories that give us permission to run away from difficult situations. On that note, I will share one last example of where I found the courage and patience to stand in the fire and how you can do that too. When I first took up boxing, one of the things I discovered rather quickly was just how much I did not like getting punched in the head. It hurt. No matter how many times I took a shot to the dome, it didn't get any less painful. For a long time, I didn't seem to be getting any better at boxing and was quickly becoming discouraged. However, I recognized that getting punched in the head is crucial in learning how to participate in the sport. Yet, even knowing that I still found it difficult to stay in the spar after a few blows to the noggin, I kept stepping away from my opponent. I would try to force myself to step back in, but I could barely get myself to do so. It was maddening knowing what I wanted to do, but seemingly being unable to do it. Two fights were happening simultaneously in the ring, the one between my opponent and me, and the one between me and myself. I first had to win the fight of overcoming my instincts to move away from painful situations before I could even think about winning against my opponent. So I set a new goal for myself. Rather than working on not getting punched in the head, I would simply see how long I could stay in the fight. Moreover, I wanted to know if I could stay in the fight and stay calm no matter how many times I got hit. Ding, ding. The round started. I took a deep breath and stepped out into the center of the ring. My opponent got past my defense, and I took a shot to the head. I was about to step back, but this time I caught myself. Stay relaxed, Dan, I kept thinking. Bang, pow, boom, stay relaxed. Then this miraculous thing happened. My opponent threw a right hook. I saw it coming and had the presence of mind to lean back ever so slightly. Whoosh! His glove went right past my face, a solid miss. Then it's as if time slowed way down. I saw his right arm was dropped from missing the punch. With his hand way over there, it opened up the left side of his head, leaving him completely exposed. In this slowed down time, I thought, hey, I should punch him. So I did. I threw a beautiful left hook followed by an uppercut, connecting both times. He stumbled back into the ropes. After that, practicing the sport became significantly easier. When we feel as if we are in danger, regardless of whether the danger is real or imagined, we go into a reactive posture. We work to quickly move away from the danger and return to a state of calm. That process works great if the danger is something like a car about to hit us. A series of bells, buzzers, and alarms go off in our heads, and we jump back to the sidewalk to save our lives. This process works very poorly if the danger is imagined, like starting a new career. The same series of bells, buzzers, and alarms go off, and we jump back into our work cubicle where we feel safe but are unfulfilled in life. Since we don't want to think of ourselves as fearful, we tell ourselves a story that gives us an excuse to avoid challenging ourselves. We say things like, I don't feel ready yet. I can't afford it. I'm going to start working on it soon. I'm thinking about it. It's not my fault. Sadly, each time you tell yourself another story, you reinforce a pattern that encourages you not to take action on the new opportunities that arise in your life. Staying safe becomes easier and easier, while challenging yourself becomes harder and harder. Eventually, you will find yourself trapped in a prison cell of your creation, feeling unable to take on the challenges that will propel you forward in life. As all successful people have done, you must train yourself to move into the danger, not away from it. Fear may indicate you're in real danger, but more likely, it indicates you are facing a new opportunity for success and fulfillment. Remind yourself that you have made it this far in life with nothing terrible happening. It is most likely that you are not facing devastation, but just a little discomfort. Work to stay calm while the shots keep coming at you. Wait for an opening to take bold and direct action because one will always arise. Entrepreneurship is a strange balance of confidence, recklessness, and faith. It is jumping off the cliff and believing you will grow wings before you hit the bottom. You learn to accomplish the tasks needed to be successful on the fly. In doing so, you achieve greater courage to take on greater projects. If all goes well, you will always feel a little uncertain, a little unprepared, and a little unqualified. You will probably never reach the end zone, spike the ball, and shout, "I have arrived!" If you are doing it right, you should always feel just a little bit of a fraud, as if you're being paid for something you don't quite know how to do. My strong suggestion is that challenge every story that tells you to stop with a new story that tells you to proceed. It is a story of just one word, yes. When asked if you can do any job or complete any task, tell yourself the story of yes. Don't even hesitate, just say yes. Say yes always, and say yes quickly. Say yes to whatever it is they ask you to do. Say yes, and then go back to your office and Google it. Call a friend or hire a business coach who can help you bring to successful fruition this enormous new project you just promised you could do. Scary? You bet. Exciting? Absolutely. There is nothing quite like putting yourself way out there on the skinny limb to see what you are capable of achieving. In killing this story and others like it, you jump the gap of your fears. You land on the other cliffside of success. Here, you get to live a life of thrills, excitement, and fulfillment, along with your fellow comrades of gap jumpers and action takers who will welcome you to their leagues with open arms and big hearts. If you'd like additional help, text the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 213-409-8366. Again, text the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to 213-409-8366. I've helped hundreds of people kill their own stories and achieve the success they were seeking. I know I'll be able to help you as well.